Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love a Sunday special, right?
Yes, we love a Sunday special. I'm excited to be back. I feel like last episode, the Wednesday episode, you didn't tell us any Europe.
My European
stuff.
Travels.
Give us the one best thing about that happened in Europe.
I had a blast. The shows, awesome. The shows were amazing. Great. It was great to meet our international fan base.
Oh, yeah. I feel like London had to be, like, ready to go.
London, there's a crew. There are people. The Brits want a U Up Live. They were asking for
it. Wow. Well, if you want Jared to come back, if you want to hear a U Up Live, tell your friends about the show. If you don't live in America, I mean, even if you do live in the United States, tell a friend.
You got friends with dating issues and problems and brunch table fodder. This is where they come. Yeah. And we have an audience. I mean, the craziest, all of it was crazy just to be a citizen of the world, so to speak.
Yes. You know? An international man of mystery.
That's right. Didn't hook up once. Okay. I thought, and I'm going to talk about this on our benefits episode, I think.
Okay. So we'll save it. If you want to hear about Jared's
dry streak.
Yes.
Dry spell.
Okay. Okay, you had a make out. You got something.
It was a make out.
Yeah.
Some
people would call that a hookup.
Not me.
Some middle schoolers would call that a hookup.
Yeah. Middle school me would be like, yeah! High Killed five. It. Crushed it.
Yeah.
Did you use a condom? No, I would say basically, I'm in Oslo. It's the last show of the tour, and I had a blast in Oslo. The show was great. And then I stayed at this nice hotel. Oh, I want to give a shout out. Over the Moon Vacations.
Vacations, yes. She did my honeymoon. She planned your Europe trip.
My Europe trip. Just easy to work with. And I would say that their specialty is the hotels.
Like, yeah, they're really good at the hotels.
Especially if you're going to go to Europe. You want to stay at, like, I think, like, the places they put me. I was so happy. They were interesting, boutique-y. Seek the boutique is my motto for going on a European vacation.
I agree with that because I think sometimes when you go to like a chain type restaurant, even if it's like a really nice part of like whatever the Marriott portfolio is or whatever, it still doesn't feel like you're really getting a taste for like the city that you're in.
No, and I would say they're... No, in America, you can find these, but they're harder to find because of the portfolio of big-time hotels that you talk about. But there's these, like, family-owned things, you know, that have been around for a long time, and they take... It's just very fine, you know, a lot of the service.
The details,
beautiful.
The details.
As they say out in Europe. So, Over the Moon Vacations, go check them out. They were fantastic. I gave them my tour, and I was like, set it up. So I'm staying in this really nice hotel in Copenhagen. I think it's called the Continental. And, you know, I did the first night show. And then the second day I kind of had free. And then I was leaving. 9 a.m. I'm getting off the elevator. Also, shout out to Base. I don't know if they're sponsoring this episode or not.
They're definitely doing a bunch of spots throughout time.
I had my Base Weekender and the Base Rolling bag.
That Base rolling bag is great. I use it for every trip I have now.
In tandem, it was like the tag team. It was great. And I checked it, didn't check it.
You can overhead, do whatever you want with it.
Whatever you want. Have your way with it. So I'm I had a lot of stuff. It's a 3-week adventure I was on.
Yeah.
So I go, I'm coming out of the elevator and I bump into this woman. And she goes one way, I go towards the checkout desk, and she kind of like went on her way, and then I go to the checkout desk, and then I hear Jared, and I turn, and the woman who almost like, we almost ran over each other, she goes, I listen to the pods.
Love that.
And I was like,
in
what?
Oslo?
In Oslo.
Or in Copenhagen.
Oslo, Norway.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I go, she was like, she wasn't at the show. She's like, what are you doing here?
Probably the last person she expected to walk through the door. Yeah.
And then she offered me cocaine.
as everyone who greets you now must do. Do not approach Jared in public unless you have a dime bag of cocaine.
Have it ready. Yes. Little straw. No, she, but it was such a moment of like, the world is big, it is small, you do feel far from home.
But also comfy.
Right. And it's like, it's just very cool and heartwarming to see, to meet people who have been helped by this podcast and—
Yeah, it's incredible.
You know, and that know us in Oslo, you're like, what?
No, you know? It's very surreal. I think it's very, very cool.
Very cool. And the shows were great. And, you know, as a stand-up, it's just like, you know, people are like, is the material work? It all fucking works, baby. Okay? It works anywhere.
Don't you worry.
Don't you fucking worry. Bring your friends. This works everywhere. The theme of relationships and family and all those things that, you know, we all find funny.
Yeah,
are
you're
funny no matter where you go.
Universally relatable.
I like to think so. Let's get anything else. How are you? How's
I'm good.
Suburban life.
Suburban life is great. I'll have a big update on our benefits episode.
Yes.
Might be out already. It's gonna be out tomorrow.
Okay.
You'll get to hear all about that. We're both saving our good stuff for the benefits.
Right. Pay up, bitches.
Yeah. But for now, let's get into it. Also, if you haven't gotten your tickets for the Philadelphia show, which is in like 11 days,
Philadelphia, get them. Come on. Time to buy the tickets. It's enough already. But we get excited when the show is like popping. We want to know that people are going. And I think when you start, if you're like planning on coming, get the tickets now. Then let the group chat know, hey, we're going to this fun show.
It's a Thursday in June. It's going to be a great time.
It's going to be a blast. You're not at the shore yet. You're not heading down to, you know, the Margate yet. You're not going down to Sea Isle City yet. It's over. You're not going to Atlantic City. You're not going to wherever the fuck you go. It's time to see a show. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to be chugging faux pas on stage. It'll be a blast.
It's going to be amazing. And listen, we were debating between Philly and Atlantic City, and we wound up going to Philly. So don't make us regret this. Get those fucking tickets.
Get those tickies. Okay. Betches.co/uuplive.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, AKA problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed, but let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100%
organic cotton, and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's go to the email.
Let's go to the email where the subject is Jared's 10-monther becoming my reality?
So I guess to explain this, if anyone's a new listener, I am famously known for dating for 10 months and then like drifting into the fog.
Have you done that many times?
I've done it many times, not so much recently.
Okay, yeah, you definitely don't do that anymore.
Not anymore. I've been better about it now.
But I remember when we started this podcast, I was like 4 months into dating Mike and you were like, 10 months is when they really decide. I'm like, okay, shit.
I do believe 10 months is like a moment where you go, oh shit. Like
you need a 2 month buffer before the 1 year anniversary.
Right. You can't do the, you can't do an anniversary.
We can't get too close to 1 year.
Right.
That's fair.
Beware of birthdays, anniversaries, trips, global pandemics.
Fertilizing your eggs.
Fertilizing your eggs, as our friend from Vanderpump knows.
Yes.
Yeah, these are all things that, you know, I think, and this is kind of the theme of this email, is you have to understand that we're not talking about these things. This might be the first time the guy you're with has been presented with these things.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a big part of this.
And listen, I'm going to reiterate, anyone is allowed to leave for any reason at any time.
Right. But I do think, I remember we went on a bachelor party once. It was my buddies and I, and it was my buddy Thunder Dan.
And Thunder Dan?
Thunder Dan. So okay. Thunder had a bachelor party in Austin. We all go down to Austin. We get a boat on Lake Travis.
As you do.
As you do. The boat we got from like Craigslist, okay. Whatever it was. It was not really, it wasn't like Big Papa's boat company. It was like very much.
Rando
with a boat.
Okay.
And we paid a flat fee. And I think when you're rando with a boat with a flat fee, your whole game.
Get as many people on the boat or no?
Leave the dock as little as possible.
Oh, okay.
Because gas is a fluctuating cost.
Right.
If you use the less gas you'll use, the more you make on this trip, is my assumption.
What does that have to do with how many people are coming?
The people don't matter. Okay. So if it's $5,000, you're getting a fixed rate.
I see. Okay.
So we cheaped out. We get this fixed rate. We're living on the boat. The boat smelled like shit. And we got partied on this boat. And the first day we get to this boat, it's kind of rainy. And he's like hooked up to the dock. And we just partied on the dock. And we're having a fun time. But there was a point where you're like, why haven't we gone into the lake yet? Like, we were just attached to, we were a buoy. We were just sitting right there. And I was like, what's going on? And I remember the boat captain, every time we'd go, are we going to like go out into the lake? He'd be like, oh, you guys want to go in the lake? You guys want to like go out to sea? He would act like
thought it was just like a room next to the water, right, that you were renting.
He couldn't imagine. Oh, I forgot. What? We're like, what? You're the boat captain.
What is he even doing there?
Right.
Yeah.
And every time. Oh, and so then it became a running joke. I couldn't stop making fun of this guy.
Okay.
Every time I'd be like, you want to breathe oxygen? Like, I kept saying that in front of him because I was like, this is bullshit. Right. He's keeping us on the dock to not. Wait, you know, he doesn't want to invest more.
Okay.
Same with, this is how guys do relationships. Oh, you want to like move on with life? Oh, you want to like get engaged?
Well, that's not how you run a business, as we're about to.
Right.
It's not how you run a business. All right. I'm going to read it.
Go for it.
Dear Jared and Jordana.
It actually says dead Jared and Jordana.
Dead Jared and Jordana.
Have I died? Am I here?
Dead. Have listened to every regular in Benny's episode ever. Realized and love everything you... Benny's... I've listened to every regular in Benny's episode ever realized and love everything you do. I don't feel like it
ever. I think this person like has drunk. A typing issue.
Have you? Now we know why it's 10 months. Right. Thank you for making me laugh every week. I, 25, and my boyfriend, 29, have been together for about 9 months. We met at a work party where I apparently asked him to do a shot with me, then proceeded to LinkedIn DM him later that night. Interesting. Good sense of boundaries.
Right.
There are great things are great between us. I am historically anxious about attachment and he is secure. I've been going to therapy since we started dating, so I won't resort back to my petty ways. We have so much fun together, have great conversations, and he is so good to me. I definitely see us with a future ahead and told him a few months ago I loved him, which left him actually speechless. That's
good and bad.
It's weird because she keeps saying things are going incredibly, but then she keeps in the same sentences or saying things that are seem a little alarming to
me. If you're writing to us, things are not going great.
Well, here's the thing. I told him I loved him a few months ago, which left him speechless. But a few months ago, let's say it's 3 months ago. They've been dating for 9 months.
Okay.
So 6 months in, if the person you're dating says they love you and you're left speechless, I find that to be a weird sign.
It is funny to me that she didn't say, he didn't say I love you. Speechless is like kind of a lipstick on a pig, so to speak. It's like, and he was speechless. And you're like, oh, like that is, you don't say speechless in a negative way.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a little bit of marketing going on here. This is like the same story she told her mom. And
this
he
is a
was
spin.
Speechless. Yeah, it's spin.
Yeah, this is a weird spin. Most of his friends are married and engaged, and I am his first longer girlfriend. He definitely doesn't express his feelings as much as I do, but based on actions, taking my car to the mechanic when I'm in meetings, bringing me lunch, giving me work advice, inviting, these don't sound like normal everyday things,
right?
Inviting me on family trips, cooking for me, etc. I know how much he cares.
Hold on. Let me go. Okay, we'll keep going.
Want to go through the things that he does?
Well, I can go through the things that he does, and I can tell you how little they matter.
Okay, taking my car to the mechanic when I'm in meetings.
Doesn't mean shit. You know, that to me does not say I'm ready for the next step.
Okay.
Okay, that's that right.
Good friend.
Good, yeah.
Bringing me lunch.
So does DoorDash.
Giving me work advice. I mean, what is he supposed to say if she's complaining right. about work?
I guess that's your problem. Right, yeah, what's he supposed to
say? Inviting me on family trips, okay.
Okay, we've said on this podcast many times, the social structure, whether fair or not fair, it is what it is, for men, is not the same.
Inviting someone on a trip with your family, I would personally take that as a move of commitment of some sort.
I think it means he likes her, but it doesn't mean that he is afraid of the family going, what happened to so-and-so?
Fair, fair.
Is my point, and something that maybe, I understand. Anyone who would say he brought me on trips, I get why they say it. I am here to tell you.
Doesn't mean anything.
Pump on the brakes.
Nothing means anything.
Right.
Fathered my children.
Well, that,
just because he agrees to be the dad of the kids and get engaged and get
different.
Married does not mean that he's interested in you at all.
Easy there, big fella. Whoa.
There's a very funny thing I think my brothers, I'll show it to you after. It's very funny.
Want the listeners to know.
I'll find the thing. Well, I'll tell them where. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see
it. We'll share it on the Instagram. It's like a very much in that exact vein.
The last one on here, while you look, is okay. Cooking for me. Okay, I don't think that's.
Yeah, I think that one's
emblematic of whether he feels. Here's the thing: when you brought up you joke about the kids, those keep you stuck. You know, I think to a lot of women, bringing a guy on a family trip. You are stuck with your family going, what happened to Johnny? And that is a stuck for you, but not as much for me.
That's true.
So I'm saying as far as the sticky, the glue, none of these are glue-ish to
None me. Of them are gluey. Oh, well, it's funny. Well, so this is from my brother DM'd this to me, and it's actually a post from Matchmaker Maria, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, a fop.
And someone, she did post Q&As, 5 months exclusive, met family and friends, good sign. And then Matchmaker Maria wrote, but is he your boyfriend? And then her next slide is a video, which was a very funny video. Mm. I'll show it to you now.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up.
I don't think we should be hanging out with each other's friends.
It makes this seem a little more serious than it is, right? So I could be out of here, boom.
Any moment.
We've been seeing each other for 6 months. Are you my boyfriend?
But yeah. Let's play by ear and whatnot. Yeah, so it's like hella life-changing that we made a human or whatever, but...
Uh-huh. I'll be home at 5.
I'm just a little wolf, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anyway, you got the picture.
I get it. I think it was an Amy Schumer sketch that she kind of did of the other side of it.
Yeah.
Where, I don't know, maybe I'm misremembering, where she doesn't say who they are. And she's like on their deathbed.
She's the person.
Yeah.
Interesting.
There was another, giving the other side of it maybe. I don't want to say that this was, no, but I.
Do you like me?
But the idea of like, what are we? And not admitting to it. Yeah, right. It's not a bit, you know, he's handed the baby.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist. This scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The other day I had a quarter life crisis meltdown to which he was very supportive and comforting during. The most emotionally helpful I've seen him. That weekend we were out with one of my gay best friends and my friend kept drunkenly referencing our wedding. I think the compilation, quote unquote, our wedding. I think the compilation of these events made my boyfriend actually think for once about what our relationship means to him and where it's going.
Oh, you want to get married one day? See? Yeah.
We finally had a real deep conversation about things where he expressed he loves spending time with me and cares deeply, but not love, I guess. Okay, so he didn't say I love you back.
Not as speechless anymore.
Cares deeply about me and wants us to continue dating so we can ensure emotional compatibility. He thinks he's not emotionally giving enough and that I deserve that, and also is afraid I'm more certain of the relationship than he is. I have dated a fair amount and I'm always processing things with my therapist, friends, and family, so I'm more certain of what I want generally. Would love your take on this. We are great together and I've agreed to be more openly communicative about this going forward, but I'm worried I'm going to be dropped at any second. Thank you. Don't tell HR.
Because they're dating at work.
Yeah.
Here's what I would say. She writes a couple things. that I just want to point out. Mm-hmm. We've already pointed out a bunch of things.
Can I just say one really quickly is that anytime someone is having a conversation with you and talking about what you deserve,
it's bad over. Sign. Yeah.
And because someone who's planning on being with you is not talking about all the things that you deserve, because they would be the ones who would have to do all those things.
Right.
So if you're ever hearing anyone that you're dating say stuff about all the things that you deserve, to me, that's the writing on the wall.
You got
to
pump up the raft before you push it out to sea. Right. You got to let it know how great and wonderful they are.
Yeah.
Before saying for someone else.
That's funny. I haven't heard that one before. Pump right. up the raft.
You got to get a pump, pump, pump. It's not a good sign. Yeah. It's not a good
you
sign.
You deserve
a lot.
These things. Yeah.
You deserve something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Deserve.
You do deserve that from someone
else.
Someone should give that to you. Ain't gonna be me.
It's like that Bob Dylan song.
What's that?
It ain't me.
It ain't me.
Me, babe. It ain't me, babe.
I think another part of this is she says, I'm worried I'm going to be dropped in any second. Like,
I think that's a rational fear.
I think it's a rational fear, but it's also like,
I think she's going to be dropped at any moment, to be totally honest.
I know. I'm trying to speak to her. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want to be in a relationship where I'm like, am I going to be dropped at any second? Like, I don't know. Like, you've stated what you are and what you want. The problem is he's giving her what she wants.
He doesn't want to cut her head off, as we say.
Right. But he's giving her everything she wants. When she writes all these things, she's going, everything's great. Like, took my car, you know, like all the, but she's.
He loves spending time with me and cares deeply, but not love.
Right. She said. I guess my problem is, like,
and wants us if, to. The problem is that he says he wants us to continue dating so he can ensure emotional compatibility.
Not very sexy. Not yeah. the most romantic.
I think it's a little.
I knew
like,
she was the one once I ensured compatibility.
I think he's. I think he's kicking the can down the road so he doesn't have to deal with this right now.
Right. Right. Like, what will change? That's the thing that you have to wonder. In what yeah. day does he go? Emotional compatibility achieved. I feel for her because the other thing I want to bring up is like she's like I've dated a fair amount, always processing things with my therapist, friends, and family. So I'm certain of what I want generally, and it's like he has not done that.
Yes, clearly
he has clearly not right. done that, and it is not something we do. You know, mm-hmm. like there's not. This open conversation every time I get with my friends of like, so are you, what do you think? Is he giving you, or is she giving you everyone thing you need? Is she, you do kind of at a certain point, oh, so you guys are like heading towards it. Like that's more of the conversation.
That's as much as you're going to get.
Right. So yeah. I do understand the thought of like, well, he's not as versed in this as I am.
That's fair. Right?
But I don't know. I think I'm with you where it's like, I don't know. The mirage of this is she goes, I mean, when she lists out earlier in this where she says, bringing me to meetings, bringing me lunch, you know, work advice. She's like, that's her saying, I'm getting everything I want. Finally.
Right.
So it's like, there's nothing here that's wrong other than he's like.
Not certain how long he wants to be with her.
And saying outright, like, I don't. Right. Right.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she could keep. Here's the thing. It really depends on. Her. I don't know, because it's kind of, it's hard to, it's almost harder when it's like your decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she wants, like, sounds like she's having a good time. She could keep dating this person. She's 25 years old. If right. he wastes 3 months more of her time, like, it's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. It's not wasting, if she's having fun, it's not a waste of her time, right? When she gets to the point where she's like, I want to know that the person I'm with takes this more seriously, sees this going somewhere, or else I would like to find someone who is, then she can do that. Like, she does, she can, like, she doesn't, unless she wants that right now, and mm-hmm. that she might, and I think there's nothing wrong with that, but there's also nothing wrong with saying, like, I'm having a good time. If he decides in a few months that he doesn't want to be with me, mm-hmm. then that's also fine. Like, then she, with her staying in it, I think it's more if she doesn't, if the possibility of being with someone for a longer period of time than this, and it ending with him saying, yeah, I've thought about it. I actually don't really feel like I can get there. Like, if she can imagine that situation 3, 6 months, a year down the line, and her and how she might feel about that, and it's not that bad, then let it go.
Here's my feedback to that. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think, I'm trying to think of like what I would respond to.
If you were him.
If I were him. I would have said the same thing as him.
Which is like kind of nothing.
Kind of nothing. Right. And this is a lot of this, like if I was to give the tools to the women looking to get answers to their questions, my biggest advice is to stop sitting in this hypothetical world. Because right now this is, like, I'm trying to think of, like, how would I, 9 months in, do I want marriage and kids? Of course. I got to see if we're emotionally compatible. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's so far off. I think if you really wanted answers, what's the next thing you want?
Like, right. Do you want to move in together?
Move in, or maybe it's just a trip.
Sure.
Like, because
right, what do you want that you're not getting?
Men are fixers. I, you know.
But I can also see wanting assurance that you take this relationship seriously.
Well, it comes with that in mind. You know, moving in.
Right.
Is a version of seriously. So like moving in would be a better one than a trip.
Right.
But if you said, let's take it down to a trip. You're 6 months in. You really like this person. You guys are boyfriend and girlfriend. You've said, I love you. You've gotten nothing back. They're speechless.
Yeah. How about an I love you?
Yeah. I love you is a very physical, tangible thing.
Yeah. Some people would break up with someone after 9 months if they didn't say I love you and it wouldn't be that crazy.
Not crazy at all. And I think to question them on it. So have you said I love you to anyone before? Like, I think you got to stay in the tangible.
Right. That's
she fair. She is. And the tangible she's using that we've already refuted, you know, are things that an assistant could do for you.
Right.
If DoorDash can do it, it's not important.
Well, here's the other thing. It's like some people just do, most people take those things to mean they're about them. And some people, like you said, like some people would take you, if they were dating you, you introducing them to your friends as a big thing, right? But to you, right. You do that with everyone. So it's not a big thing. So it's not like, why would he do this? It's like, why does he do that? Why does he do that? Why does he do this to me versus why does he do that? Right. Something to do with her. Like he might just be a guy who is like helpful, who anyone that he's with is gonna, he's gonna take their car to the mechanic. He's gonna cook for them because that's just kind of like what he does. It does nothing to do with you or not you.
We talk a lot about the reveal. A certain reveal would go, when you brought my car to the mechanic, you don't understand how much that means to me. That is like something that like
my husband will do.
Right. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say to someone.
It's not.
To let them know what things mean to you. That's a reveal.
Or what things that they're not doing mean to you. When I said I love you and you didn't say it back, it made me think you're not really necessarily particularly committed to this relationship.
Right. What does love mean to you?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What does love mean to you? What do you mean to you? You know, this feels like a song.
What's love got to do?
What's love got to do with it? Got to do with it. What's love? What a second-hand emotion.
What's that, Tina Turner?
Is that what you say?
Tina Turner. Yes. Great song. Oh, my God.
What?
Is this awkward?
Come on, really? An hour ago?
That's really weird that we just happened to sing this song. Like, while we were recording?
Am I dead, Jared?
Are you a medium?
What's going on? That's crazy. I don't mean to be, again,
that's really
we're not
weird.
Trying to be mean.
No, that,
to the,
we didn't know that, I didn't know that happened.
What's that? It was just like a shock moment. That's shocking.
That's very random. I definitely did not know that.
Oh, what's got, love got to,
oh, that's
R.I.P.
so upsetting. She's so, so talented.
How old?
83. Oh, okay. I mean, no, it's just, I, for some reason, I thought she was younger than that.
Right.
That's obviously.
I see her a certain way.
Sad still, but
of
she
course,
had a good life. Yeah.
She lived a long life. Jordana's going to be speaking at Tina Turner's funeral.
I mean, well,
weird. This is weird.
No, that is very weirdly coincidental because it's not like we've ever mentioned Tina Turner at all during this podcast ever.
Ever.
In 5 years.
I am speechless. Just like this guy. Who couldn't say I love you.
And this episode is dedicated to Tina Turner.
That's right.
I don't know if she
play
wants
it on the YouTube.
Yes.
With that, like, with the name and the years, memoriam. Put it on the YouTube. Yeah, I just think she needs to get more, this person needs to get more tangible and ASCII.
Yes.
And
get in there.
you got to like kind of try and scare them away.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Like if you make it through those conversations, your relationship's going to be a lot better.
Right. You're
skirting around them.
You're negotiating.
The best way out is through. That's the one of the best pieces of advice that I've ever gotten is the best way out.
You're
most
right.
People think the best way out is like around. The best way, fastest way, most growthful way out is through the issue.
That's right. I think we helped her.
I think we did too.
I think we helped Tina Turner. No, we didn't help Tina.
We didn't help her at all.
Good luck to the Turner family. We wish you the best.
I even saw that movie. What was the movie called? Which was about her life. It's called What's Love Got to Do with It?
Anybody?
I don't know. Yeah. It was a good movie.
As Time Turns, the Tina Turner star. Simply the Best.
There's a movie that was about
her. There's many movies.
Oh, it is called What's Love Got to Do. Good movie.
Good movie.
Anyway.
We'll be back on Wednesday.
Bye. The U Up Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Maddie Paul, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Maddie Paul. Be sure to follow at u.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to uup@betches.com. Betches.